sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Shmuel Alexander ben Nechagittel and Simcha ben Nechagittel. They should have bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideihem. We are continuing our study b'siyata d'shmaya of the Siddur of Moran Rav Kook Zatzal. We are now on the tefillah of Adon Olam. This is page Mem Dalet in the Siddur. Adon Olam Asher Malach B'terem Kol Yetzir Nivra. Master of the world who ruled before anything was created. La'es na'asa b'cheftzo kol, at the time when with his desire everything was made. Azay melech shemo nikra. Then his name was called king. So we know that we learn the Svarim of Maran HaRav, we get to the tremendous depths of understanding, if we understand. And our goal is to understand as much as we can, but even reading the words is metayer the neshama. Says the Rav, Hamlucha Elyona, Malchut Ein Sof B'muvan HaElyon, the highest kingship, the kingship of the Ein Sof, of the infinite, in the most elevated sense, Hi HaYecholet HaMuchlata Litzor HaKol, is the absolute ability to create everything. V'hayecholet hachofshit ha'en sofit, and the free, infinite ability, hamitzuya tamid b'foal b'gvura shel mala, that is always in action, active in the power of above. Rav Kook writes, obviously, very poetically, it's always much better in the original than in the translation, but hopefully those who don't understand the original of the Rav will over time learn his language and then at least get a better sense of what he means, and we're trying our best to translate in the definitely inadequate English that I have. Hi adnut hamuchlata. That is complete adnut. What's complete adnut? This malchut elyona, this elevated kingship, this infinite kingship, this omnipotence, this ability to create everything, this freedom that is always there to do whatever he wants, that is complete adnus, that's complete mastery. V'hamlucha ha'amitit, and true kingship, shehi omedet lemala mikol shem, that stands above any name, mikol bitui u'mikol kri'ah, it's above every name, it's above every expression, and it's above every call. Shaharei ha'efsharut en la ketz v'tachlit, because the possibilities, God's possibilities, are endless, are infinite. V'hayecholet en la gvul v'hagdara, and his abilities don't have a boundary or a definition. Defining means narrowing, limiting. God is unlimited. God is the Adon Olam. He is the master of the world. It's complete mastery. He can create anything he wants. It is true kingship. It is infinite and beyond. And it's not anything that we can even call. It's above, it's lamala mikol shem. It's above any name. It's above any bitui, any expression. It's above any kriya. We can't even call it. It's so completely beyond us. Hamamlacha chavuya, haomedet lamala min hakriya b'chivyon uza. This hidden kingship that stands above kriya being called b'chivyon uza, in the strength of its hiddenness, hi chemdat kol hachamudot, is the pleasure of all pleasures, the pleasantness of all pleasantness, ziv kol hazivim, the light of all lights, shemeora hachefet ha'elyon mitgale la'asot et kol, that from this light the divine desire reveals itself to do everything. La'asot et kol. Ve'az bivchina zo, and from this perspective, sheyesh kvar makom lesamen b'shem et mipnei hachefetz ha'atzili hamagbil et hamachut ha'elyona. L'shem higalutah shel havaya ma'asit. Az kvar yesh makom l'kriya malchutit ha'mukhana l'hitzamtzem bivitui v'shem. From this light, from this divine, infinite, Ein Sof light, comes a place where we can be misamein this place with the name of Eit. There comes a specific time, le'et na'asa b'cheftzo kol. We have the Adon Olam, we have the Master of the world, beyond any mastery that we can imagine. Asher Malach, this Malchus, this kingship, that's a Malchus El Yona, that's a Malchus Ein Sof. That's Beterem Kol Yetzir Nivra, there's no call in the world. It's before anything is created, it's complete absolute omnipotence and omnipresence and all of the omnis and God's all-powerfulness, etc., etc. And then there comes a time of Le'et. There comes this et, this time, that na'asa b'cheftzo kol b'pnei ha'chefetz ha'atzili. There's this chefetz, there's this divine desire to limit this malchus elyona in order to be megala the havaya ma'asit, our world. Then azay melech shemo nikra. When there is this chefetz for this et, for this time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create the world, then there is a place of Shemo Nikra. His name can be called. Beforehand, when he's Adon Olam Asher Malach B'Terem Kol Yetzir Nivra, before the world is created, there's no way of calling his name, of calling out to him. He's beyond anything imaginable. He's beyond Kriya, like the Rav says. But Le'is Nasa B'Cheftzo Kol, at this time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set aside, he said, this is going to be the time where with my noble a desire to create the world, then I can be called king, because now I'm narrowing myself into your world and you can call me. Mamshich HaRav Adon, you've never heard Adon Olam like this before, right? It used to be just a song. Adon Olam Hashem Malach B'Terem Kol Yetzir Nivra, all the different tunes you have for Adon Olam, but you see the Amok Amok Adon Olam Omer HaRav Makor ha'adnuta elyona, the master of the world, the source of this divine mastery. Hamit'ale gam mikol tziul malchuti mufshat, who is elevated also above any abstract picture of malchus. Yisod chefetz hachafatzim v'ritzon haritzonot, the foundation of the desire of desires and the will of wills. In other words, it all starts in that olam ideali, in that ideal world, in that pure spiritual world that's above any abstract form or picture that we can ever imagine. Idealiut shel kol ha'idealim, the ideal of all ideals. That's where it all starts. Shleimuta shel kol shleimut, the perfection of all perfections. Asher Malach, he ruled. Be'atzmiyuta shel ha'mamlacha, we say he's the Adon Olam, now we understand what that means. The source of all mastery. Asher Malach, what does it mean, Asher Malach? Be'atzmiyuta shel ha'mamlacha, with the essence of kingship, with the true kingship, with infinite kingship, infinite majesty. Beterem kol yitzir nivra, before any creation was created. V'ruach ha'kodesh ha'elyon, and this elevated Holy Spirit, hamirachef al pnei kol efsharuyot ha'in sofiyot, that floats above all of the infinite possibilities, lemala lemala mikol hagbala muskemet, above any limitations, shemitzad or chokhma muskama lahagbala ma'asit, that is from the perspective, from the side of the light of accepted wisdom, which has concrete boundaries. Asher malach b'terem kol yitzir nivra, this God ruled before anything was created. Merochav ein sof shel hachofesh ha'elyon, from the broadness of the infinite, of the elevated divine freedom. Shel hagvura v'achesed amuchlatim, of absolute power and kindness. Be'ein gvul umida v'ha'aracha, without any limitations. Le'et na'asa b'cheftzo kol. At the time when he wanted with his desire to create everything, b'lo shum hechreach, there was nothing forcing God. B'lo shum ma'atzor, there is nothing stopping God. B'lo shum tochen magbil, there is no content that narrows God. Or ha'avaya mofia b'tor et, mofia b'tor chefetz, gam ken b'tor chirut ratzon muchlata. The light of existence that reveals itself as a time, le'et, at this time, is appearing as a chefetz, as a desire. God has completely free desire. Nothing can compel God in any way. So there's the Adon Olam Asher Malach B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. Before everything was created, it was absolute kingship in the most elevated and ineffable, inexpressible sense. And then there was this le'et at this time where na'asa b'cheftzo, it was made with his desire, his absolute free desire. And what did he make? Va'asiyata asiyat kol hi. And this that God made is the creation of everything. Nothing was not created by God. Ve'akol hazeh ki'ayin hu nechshav legabei ha'kol ha'elyon. And this kol, this everything that God created, is like nothing vis-a-vis the divine kol of the mamlacha ha-chavuya, of this hidden kingship. Shel terem kol yitzir nivra, before all creatures were created, there is this God who is above all of that, who is beyond all of that, who is so limitless that we can't even begin, like Rav Kook says in one keta in his Shmoyne Kvotzim, that in our wildest imaginations we try to think what God is, like beyond everything we could ever imagine. That doesn't even scratch the tip of the iceberg. Umikol makom hakol umut'an lahadar hamalchut ha'en sofit. And nevertheless, this hakol is, that God created, is fitting to the splendor of the kingship, of God's infinite kingship. Asher rak azai melech shimo nikra. And only then is God's name called King. Then God is going to be called King. Klomar. אשר רק עזי מלך שמו נקרא וגם עזי מלך שמו נקרא, כלומר שהוא הולך בהמשכה מאוחדת עם המלכות האינסופית. In other words, only then God's name is going to be called King, and also God's name is going to be called King. What's the also? This kingship of God stems, flows from the higher, more elevated, infinite kingship of God. This kingship that we have in this little planet, tiny planet Earth of ours, is only a small, very, very tiny, minute percentage. You can't even have a percentage because it's God's kingship is so infinite, but it's a small piece, a small slice of God's kingship that has come down to the planet Earth and to the universe as we know it, which we don't fully know it. החבויה מרוב פליאתה וגם מפני תוכן צמצומה בתבנית קול ביצירת יצורים בפועל ובמעשה המרים על איזוז נוראותיה יוכל הביטוי לסבול את התואר והתוכן המהיר בגלות כבודו מרשה את הביטוי להיות מלך שמו נקרא. So what God does is God creates this world, and because we have this world that God creates, we are able to call him by this toar, by this name King, even though it's only a little sliver of the true, much more elevated divine kingship of everything that's completely beyond this world, that's completely unlimited, and even beyond unlimited. But we have in this world God, who's the Melech of this world, so he's Melech Shemo Nikra, his name is called King. He's called King because he's now limited himself for us, for our purposes, with his great love and chesed to this world. So sweet friends, I can only tell you that to read this sentence of Adon Olam Hashem Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra, and then La'is Nasa B'Chevtso Kol Azay Malach Shemoni Kra, after understanding what the Rav said, reading what the Rav said, if I understood it, but after we tried our best to understand as much as we can, so it's a completely new world, but this is just one shtickle in the Siddur. And this Siddur is just Chelek Aleph is already almost 600 pages of these deep Torahs. So this is definitely a lot of material that we'd like to cover. God doesn't have to give us anything, but we hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the life and the capacity and the financial means and the health to continue. So we hope that it goes for a few more minutes, because now we're going to do the next sentence. Ve'achrei kechlot hakol, when after everything is finished, levado yimloch nora. So again, it gets to the call. We have a few calls. B'terem kol yitzir nora. And then so b'chevtzo kol. Ve'achrei kechlot hakol. And we discussed kol in the previous paragraph. Let's see what the Rav does over here. Ve'achrei kechlot hakol levado yimloch nora. Hamitziut hamurgeshet, who he alone will rule with his awesomeness. Achrei kechlot hakol levado, he alone, yimloch, will rule nora with his awesomeness. Hamitziut hamurgeshet ha'asuya hine yarda b'ratzon gavoa uv'chefetz elyon mimrom uza shel ha'yicholet ha'nisa'a ba'alat ha'efsharut ha'bilti mugbelet. This felt reality that was made descended with the will of Hashem from the power of its exaltedness of this elevated and unlimited capacity, which has limitless possibilities, the height of the Ein Sof, El Agvul Hamitzumtzam VeHamorad Hamugbal LeChol Madregotav, to this limiting border with boundaries that lowers it and is limited on all levels. Umnam Bivadai Lo La'ade Ad Yiyeh Morad Ze VeElbon Ze Sharui. But it's not going to be forever that this dissension and this insult is going to dwell. In other words, God had this Yerida Kiviyachol into this world, but that Yerida into this world is not going to last forever. Ki makol nasa l'shem romemut gdula v'hitnasut eliona b'chivyon oz elyon. Everything was made for the sake of God's great exaltedness and his heightened elevation in the power of his great strength. Bimida yoter mfo'ara ba'en ketz v'tachlit me ota amida shel atzimtzum agvuli. So all of this Yerida that God made into this world was to be elevated him much, much higher than this narrow world that we find ourselves in. V'afsharut shel habitui v'kriyat shem hamamlachti, and the ability, the possibility of expression and calling God's kingship. V'ha'aliyah zot shel shivat ha'havaya l'si godla, and this elevation of returning existence to the height of its greatness. Hi kichlot hakol. This is kichlot hakol. In other words, where we're going here is we're going to a different place. First, we had God before the world is created. Now we have God after kichlot hakol, when it's all finished, and then we had God as when He created the world. Excuse me, that was obviously a very important stage. That's where we are right now as we speak. That God had this yurida, this dissension, this narrowing, this limiting of His power into this world, kviyachol. And then there's going to be v'acharei kechlos hakol. There's going to be when it all ends, the next world. There's going to be a tremendous aliyah, And that's kichlot hakol. What does it mean kichlot hakol when it all ends? Milashon kilayon, destruction. Lo klaya shel churban vehe ader. It is not a destruction of lacking that we're not going to have anymore. Kiim kichlot. What's pshat kichlot? Kala she'eri v'levavi chelki elokim le'olam. There is this desire, this yearning, this pining. It's a pasuk in Tehillim that talks about the desire, the yearning for God. As Rav Kook writes in Oris HaKodesh, Ha'akhada v'akilayon b'akhlala b'yisodo shel ha'or mimal kol orot, ziv kol ha'zivim, שהמבטא מרשה את עצמו אחרי כל חיצותיו לומר איכות כל האיכויות, אריגת האריגות, שאיפת השאיפות, חמדת כל החמודות, הוא האושר היותר נבחר מכל הוויה וישות, כי טוב חסדך מחיים. God's chesed is greater than life. This desire to get to the source of all lights, the light above all the lights, the splendor above all splendors. Yisod inugei ha'inugim ha'menatzech et kol hagbala, the pleasure of foundation of pleasure of all pleasures that trumps any limitations, kol tzimtzum kol metziut v'chol ha'kin'ah. So that's the kalash eiri v'levavi b'chelki elokim le'olam, this desire for kilayon, to go to this place of complete pleasure, which is just indescribable for our world, where you get to the source, the light that is above all lights, that you're in this place of such godliness that is indescribable. That's where God is taking us. There's going to be this kilayon, not of churban, not of header, not of destruction, not of lacking, but of complete veikus b'Hashem, where there are no more limitations. Hashiva hazot shel klalut ha'avaya shel hakol el mechoz chefetza ha'elyon hasharui limala mimala ha'tzimtzum v'agbala ha'avayatit zoti ateret ha'melucha ha'elyona b'noraota ha'muchlata asher ein makom lesaber et ha'ozen b'yakar mefleoteha v'ha'melucha ha'elyona ha'ein sofit hi nezer kol ha'itgalut shel ha'malchuyot kulam. Unbelievable. It's believable, but it's amazing. This return of the klaluta havaya, of the general existence of everything, that's hakol, v'achorei kechlot. You know what's going to happen to the kol? It's going to be in a place of kilayon, this place of complete dveikus b'Hashem, to the most elevated desire that's above any tzimtzum, that's above any hagbalah of existence, above any limitations. That is the crown of the divine kingship, with all of its awesomeness. Binora uta hamuchlata. Nora, that's why Yimloch Nora. It is so awesome. Awesome, not as we say today, it was awesome, that was great, but awesome that it brings us to a place of awe. Asher in makom lesaber et ha'ozen, there's no way to make your ear understand the glory of its wonder. Biyakar mefleoteha. Vehamlucha elyona in sofit. And this elevated, limitless, infinite kingship is the crown, hinezer kol ha'itgalut, of all of the revelation, of all of the kingships, of all of the malchios. Ve'acharei kechlos hakol, and after there's nothing left anymore, and it's just a kilayon, it's just a complete taiva, it's just a complete immersion in godliness, because this kol is now going to go to a much, much, much higher and sublime and holy and sweet and delightful place. Levado yimloch nora, he alone will rule in all of his awesomeness. And we will see a fulfillment of the pasuk, v'nizgav Hashem levado bayom hahu, and God will stand alone on that day. Okay, we did two beautiful ketaim in the Siddur Olah Sur'iya. Each one is worth like $150,000 at least, and we still have a lot more to do. B'siyata d'shmaya. So you daven for me, Mr. Shem, and I give you a bracha that you should be matzliach b'chol asher tase and tasi, and we should be zeichet to learn a lot more from the Siddur, and it should elevate our tefillas, the merome merome. And we should be Dovik Vashem Yisbarach, B'simcha, B'tuv Lev, Merov Kol, Amen V'Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Ahuvai Yedidai Moravi Rabotai.